Good morning, colleagues. If we will, shall we start?
Yep.
No problem. Let's move on at the first one. Our company found that the car park is not large enough, and so there are lots of arguments about this car park. And I want to listen to your suggestion.
I think we should use the first come first served basis. The first person come to the car parking, they should have the it should reserve their car parking seat, and if someone late coming, they should go outside and they have bought some paid places for cars to park their cars.
But I think all the employees served for us and they work for us, and we shouldn't let them just go and pay the parking fee. And how about if we enlarge our car parking area?
I agree with her. I think that will be good.
Yeah.
I think every employee should have the same chance. If not, if they, we really don't have enough place, I think the company should pay money for the pay to the other company.
Yeah, I think they deserve this, right?
I think it's a good idea. Anything to speak to say? Okay, thank you very much.
And now we move to about the weather, issues of weather. And you know, it's winter now, and it's always the bad weather. It's really bad. For example, the fact today, it's really difficult and dangerous to go out and work. And some staff suggest me to stay at home and with pay. So do you think that worked?
I don't think it's gonna be worth. So since, as we said, most of our employees have got cars. If it's just snow like this, we can come to work. Why can't they?
Yes, and I think they have to try to choose their home, but I don't think they need to pay the money on that day. So if that happened to everybody, everyone can come to the company, how can we do that work of that day?
Yes, I quite agree with Ms. Tao. I think if they don't want to come to our company, we will not pay them. Although the weather is so bad, but I have got an idea that they can have work at home according to our computer.
I do think that's an idea, but I think if the weather is even worse.
Yes,
I think
although the weather
work.
Is very bad, they can work according to the computer, and if in this circumstance, we will pay. If they don't work, we will not pay.
I think we can work home, but if only necessary.
I think it depends
on. I think it's better if they come to the company.
I think it depends on which department you belong to. If you belong to the manufacturing department, I don't think they can work at home on internet.
I think our department won't agree with this. If the workers don't come,
so do you think
they will never make
if they come to our company in this very bad weather, we can pay them more? Do you think this is a good idea?
Okay, alright. If anyone is possible for get to the work, please do so. And if it's really bad weather, if you have to stay at home, but please work based on the internet, and in that case, we will pay.
Yeah, that's a deal.
Yes, it's over to Ms. Tao.
Okay, I have another issue here. It's about smoking, as we know that. And 1 year ago that our company had banned smoking in our building. And so our colleagues need to smoke and go out of the building. But it seems that there were some other issues here that some people think that we should build smoking areas. Although it will spend some money, but I think they're for convenience to our colleagues. What do you guys think?
I don't think we should let them smoke in front of our building. That will harm our image. No.
Yes, but how do you do with the people who smoking?
Is it that expensive to build a smoking area?
Yes, it's true, and it's also go against the policy we built the year before, the year ago. Do you think so? We already said it's banned to smoke in the building, but now we built a smoking area. It's a kind of go against.
Yeah, it's not like in large car park area. At least it won't against the law.
You mean that if a smoker don't smoke in a whole day, what should they do?
They can work.
Yes, they can't work.
But you can't just let them smoke in front of a building.
But I think it's a good idea to build an area in our company. Although it's expensive, but I think it's useful. This way can help to solve their problem. And you know, if they went to the entrance of the if they went to the front entrance of the company, they will spend several minutes. I think it's a waste of time. If you build the smoking area in a company, can help to save the time. And another reason is if all of them go to the front entrance to smoke, it's so terrible. So I think if the customer want to enter to our company, they say, oh, there are so many people smoking at the front entrance. Do you think the customer want to enter the door?
But do you think we've got enough money to do that? Let's say if we have to choose between the car park area or smoking area.
It's just
painful.
Hard work.
Okay, I got your guys' opinion about the expenses. I think I will talk to the exclusive officers and over to you, Ms.
Yep. I've got a more serious problem that recently I heard from our factory that one of our foremen one of our former has racially abused some of our workers, because you know many of our workers come from many other countries like Pakistan. But we did some investigating about the workers. I think we've already made sure that foreman has done this, but he denied this. So do you guys think we should do some further action on him? Or
I think the company should announce this kind of action and make the foreman to apologize to the worker who abuses.
Yes, I agree. Since this foreman works in the shop floor, everyone come to our shop, and then he is the first man with the customer should meet. And if he is the racist, I think a lot of customers will just piss off or go back for home, and it's not good for our company. Do you think so?
I think it's a good idea to dismiss him.
But he denied it totally. Should we have more evidence about it?
Yes,
I think maybe this time we should warn him. And not next time
if we get the evidence,
yeah.
To dismiss him.
And I think that we should transfer him to other departments, not to the shop. I think it's too bad for our...
Yeah, it's too bad for our shop.
No, I don't think it's a good idea. You don't think this man always discriminates another racial people? And if employees work together with him, you can imagine their daily. They can't work very well.
Yeah.
So I think this will affect our interest.
And then we can make sure we've got enough ability to do another job.
Yes, I think this time is the first time we should warn him.
Yes, and then we give her another, his another chance. If he does it again, I think we should dismiss him.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I'll try to do that. So, we'll try to collect some evidence and warn him, and Ms. Tao, please remember to discuss with our company about the
smoking problem.
Yep.
Okay.
No problem. Yeah. And we'll have a meeting talk about this this problem next week. Is that all right? Next Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
Next Friday.
It's okay. Friday is okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other problems?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Okay.
Afraid to go.
Thank you.